to my life. I can take a wild guess. You know what's crazy? What is this?
Sushi means sex.
What is going on this show?
It's the lighter side of the dark side. What?
Yes, it's Thursday night. It's your Thursday night free show. Welcome to the lighter side of the dark side. It is the Dark Mark show.
Okay, everybody off your phones. Put them on vibrate. My favorite feature.
Well, thanks for the interruption, Josie. I appreciate that. I'm Dark Mark, the goth comedian. My co-host, the usually sassy Josie Cat. Josie, will you want to say hi to the dark minions out there?
Hello, dark minions.
You'll have to forgive Josie because she just had a root canal.
I did.
And what's worse than having a root canal?
What's
spending an hour in the studio with me? Isn't that correct?
No, we have fun.
Yes, we do. Anyway, we have a really special show tonight.
But we torture people.
Well, I think we're gonna have some torture tonight. Oh, this, like, is gonna be, this is gonna be good already.
We've had people electrocuted. We've had people choked.
You forgot the girl was set on fire.
Oh yeah, a girl got set on fire.
You got
this
choked.
One of those snuff shows, right?
Yes, this
we've
is a snuff show. It's a snuff show. Yes,
I keep getting sucked into these things. I don't know how it happens.
By the way, folks, talking there is Jeff, and I'm going to mess up your last name, so I'm going to have you say it.
It's Feuerhaken, Jeff Feuerhaken.
Jeff Feuerhaken and Stan Mueller.
That's correct.
And they're responsible for the first DVD, and I'm sure many DVDs to come, the Punk Rock Chronicles. And this time, they're here to promote their film, Clean Cut American Kids.
I'm definitely
the story
you
of
guys,
El
I need to get involved with you guys on any level.
Yeah, we're still.
Yes, I think that's a great idea.
I think this is starting it out.
Well,
this is the inception.
Josie, do you mind if we start out the show first? Because I've got a really important announcement.
Oh, you do?
Yes, we do. We have a new sponsor.
No.
Who? You're not even going to believe the sponsor we have.
Who?
We have audible.com.
Do we
is
get
now
free
sponsoring.
Stuff?
Well, let me get it out first. Audible.com is sponsoring the Dark Mark Show now. And you do get free stuff because everybody that goes to the website www.audibletrial.com/Dark Mark Show gets a free audiobook and a 30-day free trial on audible.com.
Wow.
It's easy as can be. And you know, I was looking up some books for you, Josie.
I know I'm afraid.
No. You know how you're a big True Blood fan?
Yes.
They have all the Sookie Stackhouse books
audio tape. I have two of them. Actually, I probably should return them. Had it for a little while now.
You have overdue library books.
Somebody has library finds.
Right.
A friend.
So you're on like bomb book number two, right?
No, I haven't even started it.
Okay, why don't you listen to them in your car while you're driving? Get a free audiobook from audible.com.
Okay.
And also, if you go to darkmarkshow.com, there's a link right there. You just, one of those banner ads like the kids like. Click right on there. It gets you right to the free trial. 30-day free trial. You get a free audiobook. You know how it goes. Within 30 days, you can cancel at any time. You can log in with your Amazon account.
Yeah.
So you already got an account. You're all set up. And,
But you just download them to your phone. Well,
you download the MP3 to your computer. Mm-hmm. You can put it on your iPad. You can burn it on a CD. I put in punk rock too because today's a punk rock show.
And punk rock.
Punk rock, and it's.
And we know a lot of punkers with books.
Right, you'd be surprised. And
my book has no.
Josie Cat does not have an audio book yet.
I wonder what it would sound like.
Josie Cat does not have an audio book yet. This is the worst promo I've ever done. This is the worst commercial I've ever done for a sponsor.
I think it's fun.
I think audiobooks are good for punks because they don't know how to read.
Exactly.
So
well, when you put in punk rock, you get the punk rock.
I'm going to do an audio book. Let's tie it in. We'll do an audio book for that.
We should do an audio book.
Only if you
and
do the voice of it.
It's all just music.
You have to narrate the book yourself, yes. Though.
But the few narrations.
I put in punk rock on audible.com. There's a punk rock guide to marketing on Twitter, on Facebook. I'm going to get the Twitter one. On Pinterest, whatever that is. And the best one of all.
Pinterest,
whatever you call it. The one book I would recommend, if you're going to get a free book from us, there's an Iggy Pop book. What if you put in punk rock?
Nice.
It's a 14-hour book.
Wow.
If you're going to download a book, make it count. Get 14 hours of Iggy Pop stories. You can't go wrong with that.
Was that like 1,000 pages or something? Like 2,000 pages?
Probably, and the guy reads it, so it's 14 hours.
Well, what if he just reads it like really, really slowly?
Well, you know, it is Iggy Pop, and Josie has kind of Iggy Pop like tonight, but...
What if the guy who reads it like takes bathroom breaks?
I'm going to be singing I Want to Be Your Dog at the Carrera Show.
Right, and we're going to get to that because, I was gonna promo my show, but I think we've done enough. I think it's time. I'm gonna turn the camera around. I was in Portland last week. That's why there wasn't a show. I was staying with my friends Mike and Kathy Martin, and I wanted to give Kathy Martin all the most positive energy from the most negative show on Skid Row Studios. with her, yeah, it's all gonna be fine, and we all wish you the best. And I ran into Nick Sin, so I was hanging out with a midget in a strip club. And he did a Marilyn Manson routine, mini Marilyn Manson. But that's enough of me. In the last 2 weeks, Josie Cat is back from the Far East.
Nice.
So you know what time it is for that. Hold on. Let me swing this around first.
Hello.
Are you on there?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to do a part two because I was gone for a month.
Well, whatever you do, it's time for the Josie Cat. She's high on Novocaine report.
Josie girl, you look so hot.
Pissant. Woo!
You're always surprised when I play the same song every time.
I am. She mixed it up. I should probably give you a CD. Down this is the first song I wrote.
Is this your first single?
Sex Junkie or?
Yeah.
Everybody.
We've had
Sex Junkie, Sex Junkie, Sex Junkie. Josie, you shouldn't give me a CD.
I feel like I can relate to the lyrics.
Josie, I can. I need all through the night. Come on, baby, don't put up a fight. I can relate to that. Josie, I have two of your CDs. I got them actually on Amazon.com. You know how much I paid for each of them?
I hope no more than a couple of bucks.
A penny, with plus tax. Anyway,
so it was more to ship it.
Yes,
I saw one for $60-something. I downloaded it. It was on my Facebook page for a while.
A Pissant album?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I hope that $60 was worth it. Josie, what's been happening since I have seen you last?
Well, I don't even know where to start. It's been so crazy.
You told me
so
many crazy hijinks and texted me so many crazy hijinks.
And I wanted to still talk about my trip to Southeast Asia because there was so much to talk about when I was here last time. But you go for through 5 countries in a month, and
wow,
it just
that's crazy.
It's a little wider than Europe. Europe, you could hit a lot more countries, you know. So I went to Europe for a month and did about 5 countries.
You hit 5 countries.
Yeah, Malaysia.
When Josie hits a country, she hits a country.
Thailand, yes. Japan, and stayed the longest in Thailand, and then Vietnam.
Well, tell us about the penthouse hotel because we didn't get to that last time.
Oh, it wasn't a penthouse hotel. It was just a regular room.
Oh, you just snuck
into
the penthouse suite and used the pool?
No, I didn't have a penthouse suite. I had a regular room.
That's not what Facebook said, but okay.
No, I said finally a bathtub because I had just come from I was staying in hostels when I was in Cambodia.
Don't let people tell you that. Everybody thinks Josie travels in high style.
Some of the first hotel we stayed in was pretty stylish that we found. We found it on one of those travel websites, Expedia or something.
Right.
But it was nice to be in a really nice hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked like a total bum. I was so raggedy by that time.
What a surprise.
Yeah.
Hey, have you guys seen the hotels that they've been staying at the Olympics? In the Sochi Olympics?
Oh,
are they bad?
I heard bad. I heard about that.
If you think the hostels that you were staying at were bad in Cambodia or whatever, you should see this stuff. It's pretty hilarious.
The bathrooms will
have a bathroom stall, like a toilet, and then they'll have be 3 seats facing it. For an audience to watch you while you go to the bathroom.
Oh my God! Or maybe they're going to the bathroom, or is it interrogation?
Maybe you get interrogated while you're doing your business. I don't know.
I don't know.
It is so cheap.
But I've seen some pretty bad bathrooms because I've been to India, and there's like
holes in the ground.
It's like holes in the ground with a bucket. Like you have to bring your own if you.
And don't you use like one of your hands?
You gotta bring your own bucket.
No, like if you gotta go or like really go, you better have your own toilet paper.
I'll make a note of that. If I'm ever traveling to India, make sure I got the toilet paper on hand.
So anyway, since I've been back, I just wanted to say a big thank you to Arthur from House of Broken Promises.
Right.
He said he'll come on the show.
Okay.
Before they're going to be in Europe for probably a couple months.
Thank you, Arthur. You were telling me about that. I can't wait to see
it. Yeah, and also Bobby Black from High Times kicked me down a bunch of swag to give to Jeremy.
Another shock?
It'll go around. I'll share the swag.
What's again another shock?
Huh?
You hang out with a guy from High Times.
Yeah, he's the executive editor.
I'll bet he is.
Yep.
Anyway, you know what?
The magazine's been around since the 60s or something.
I wasn't around then, but I bet you can get some audio.
High Times. What is that all about? Is that a magazine or something?
It's a magazine based around. He's fucking with me. Damn it! I was like, wait a minute.
Too much of that swag.
You know, Jesse. Now that you're laughing, you should keep in the state of mind and catch me. I'll be doing actually some spoken word.
Where's that going to be?
At Stories Book and Cafe, the best book store cafe in LA on February 22nd, 1716 Sunset Boulevard in Echo Park. You know how I was stranded and was on the bus for a month.
I know your car broke down, but you have a new one. Congratulations.
Yes. So these are a series of stories about riding on Los Angeles Metro Station, and I'll be contributing to that.
That should be interesting.
A little funny, a little serious. You know how it is.
So you'll laugh, you'll cry.
Right. So what'd you do last weekend, Josie?
I went to a birthday party for my friend Dave, and then
happy birthday, Dave.
And then I went to a metal show, which was pretty cool. It was House of Broken Promises,
right.
And I think Giganter and some galaxy name band with a guy from Monster Magnet.
Oh, okay.
They did a Monster Magnet song. I asked everybody which song, and nobody knew. But
well, yeah, it's Monster Magnet. Everybody forgot about it, didn't
But it was
I don't remember being Monster Magnet in the first place. I remember when they came out, I was like, oh, they had the video. That was like a Puff Daddy video. I'm like, oh, okay, that's kind of funny. And then, like, you never heard from them again.
No, they're a metal band.
I know they are.
No,
remember when Puff Daddy used to do the big, like, bright colored videos with the fisheye lenses in the 90s?
Like, yeah, everybody like all had the lights behind them.
Yeah,
and stuff,
every hip hop video had that thing. So Monster Magnet had, I forget what their song was. But they did like a video like that where they're in Las Vegas and the lights and they had the fisheye lens and they were showing like they're rap stars. And then it got big play on MTV because it was a rock band doing the rap parody. And then you never heard from them again. I'm like, yeah, the video's good. The song kind of sucks. And then you never heard from them again.
I think I saw them live once, actually. Like open for some metal band.
I went to see Marilyn Manson and Hole and they opened up, but we missed them. And I didn't exactly regret it. But speaking of bands, Josie, and that's the Hollywood Report. I'm going to stop it right there because you'll just go on and on. Yeah, Josie.
I just went through a serious dental procedure.
Right. And so that's good.
And the effects aren't wearing off yet.
And you're driving me home. Josie.
I'm perfectly sober to drive home.
Anyway.
It's just Novocaine.
Yes. Okay. So, Josie, when I said I was going to have the guys who did the Punk Rock Chronicles documentary about Ill Repute, you got so excited.
Because Ill Repute was a band that I used to listen to a lot as a teenager.
Yeah.
So,
they've been around. They've been around since the early
80s. I saw a lot of their shows. Yeah.
Right?
They would open up for a lot of big bands, and I really liked them. I always liked the Nardcore bands. I always loved.
Right, and I'm going to get over to Stan. Stan, what is Nardcore? Please define it for us.
Nardcore is a scene out of Oxnard, and
right.
Started in the early 80s. And so the way the name came about was Ismael Hernandez of Dr. No.
Right.
Was just joking around one day, and he, they had hardcore punk, and he's all, well, we're Nardcore, and then kind of stuck. And from then on, they just called themselves Nardcore, kind of separate themselves from everybody, you know?
Right. And Josie, yeah, please, because this is like when we had Simple Six, and I'm not up on the old school punk. And so please educate me. I didn't know Nardcore. I didn't know Oxnard had such a big punk scene.
Yeah, well, and they played with a lot of LA bands on a lot of big shows at the Olympic Auditorium.
Right.
I would see them play at Fender's Ballroom.
Right.
So you're shaking your head. Yeah.
Was this your brainchild to do the Punk Rock Chronicles?
Yeah, you know,
I'm probably in some of those videos.
Yeah, you might be. You guys
I had a huge
it.
Ass Clothed mohawk.
That was you?
No, you can't. I mean, no, my mohawk was so huge, and I was like always in the pit.
Nice.
Yeah, I had to have the tallest hair.
Well, that's actually a good question.
So I had a really tall mohawk.
That's actually a good question. That's interestingly phrased. Now, of this documentary, how much of the footage is from the early 80s?
You know, a good portion of it. I'd say, what, like 40, 50%?
Yeah, I mean, like a lot of the, we basically chronicle like the entire history of their band. So a lot of the heyday took place during the 80s.
And that was all on like VHS videotapes?
We luckily had some people like donate some footage that they had that they had taken from some of these shows. And yeah, it's a little...
Real to real?
I asked you about Video Lewis.
Yeah, you guys hooked us up, absolutely.
I know Lewis very well. He actually did for Pissant a lot of video.
Nice. Oh,
and
nice.
And he's uploaded it. He's super cool. And I also was wondering, because there's like a handful of people, I think. Also, there's Richard White, who did a lot of, I think, the Stardust shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are great back in the day.
So, Stan, if you can get on the mic a little bit.
Yes.
Now, Jeff's got it all together. He's like, he's
blown
up. You keep talking everywhere but the mic, just Stan. But, Stan.
What mic?
Yeah, so see the big penis thing shaped right in front of you?
Just go
right
in. I'm staying away from that.
Pretend it's Josie with a strap on. I'll get right in. Oh, you're a married man.
I'm married. I'm about to have a child.
Yes, Josie, I was going to tell you.
Yes. I think.
He almost canceled the show.
I almost canceled. Well, actually, Jeff here.
Oh, how close is it?
He's going to send me up to do the dirty work by myself. But
are you days away?
Yeah, days.
Wow.
Any day now, so.
And how many kids is this now?
This is number 3.
Number 3?
Yes.
You guys couldn't tell that he's showing?
Yeah, he is showing. Yeah.
I grew with my wife, you know. It's a team effort.
Right. So, Stan, how old are your kids?
Like, it usually takes 2 people to make a baby.
Yeah. Well, I've got an 11-year-old daughter, a 6-year-old son, and then... They're all about the same distance, you know.
Right. So
apart.
Every 5 years you get lucky, and I know how it goes.
I get lucky.
But the reason I ask is, how did they rebel against you, Mr. Punk Rock Director?
Yeah, you know, they're actually really good kids. I couldn't ask. I mean, I'm lucky so far, so.
Yeah.
I'm pretty normalized,
like,
I guess.
Sex Pistols are icky. I like one direction. I mean, is it like that? Or?
Well, no One Direction in my house.
Oh, okay. So you lay down the law. Hey, Jeff, you got kids?
I'm a single guy, so I'm just, you know, doing my thing. Yeah.
All right, good for you. And how did you and Stan meet?
Well, actually, we got introduced to a friend. He kind of brainchilded the Punk Rock Chronicles project, and he had this idea, and he said, hey, I'm going to be doing this thing where it's a book and kind of like a biography that's going to be paired with the DVD documentary thing.
We'll be able to hear it.
Yeah, so if it's on the audio books.
Get on audible.com and we'll figure it out.
Yeah, so he approached me through a friend to do the documentary part, and we were originally going to do something that was about, I don't know, like a half hour long or so, just a little supplemental thing.
Right.
And as I started compiling and editing this footage together, I realized that there's no way the story was going to be told in 30 minutes. So it escalated into a full-length
documentary. Did it start out as just a Nardcore story or the Ill Repute story?
It was always going to be just the Ill Repute story. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. The concept of the book is actually each band will have their own, you know, whoever the next band is will...
Pissant.
Yeah, Pissant.
Right. Pissant. Yeah, probably
you heard it here first.
A book about the band and a documentary, and it's packaged... Well, in a way that it looks like a CD jewel case. So
see, if you look at this picture right here.
I remember those.
So, it's pretty...
Right.
That's what it's going to look like.
Everyone
who's listening can't see this, but I'm pointing at something right now.
I still have a whole bunch of those.
it's on the poster. No, there's a camera right here if you want to throw it on. Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Make sure they got the shot.
Is that in focus?
Yeah,
are you
racking okay.
focus?
You're okay.
Okay.
You're okay.
This is what I was pointing at right there.
You know, we actually went into production on this. It was late April, and we filmed it in one weekend, you know, and literally had it edited and premiered it at a big at Nardstock,
right?
Yeah, Nardstock.
It's already been screened.
It's been the original version's been screened. We actually did some editing afterwards, and now it's ready for DVD. So
when's the anniversary of the screening? You could just do an anniversary and just keep letting go.
Yeah, every year we'll have a birthday party for it.
So wait a second. Tell me about Nardstock.
Oh, that was so fun.
Well, yeah. I don't think we're actually allowed to call it Nardstock. Isn't that correct?
Yeah. Nardfest.
Woodstock
actually. Well, wow. We didn't put the show on. Our friend Jeff Hershey put it on, but
so it's unofficially Nardstock, but officially Nardfest.
Yeah, we'll say it's that. Or
did
Nerdfest.
You guys grow
Nerdfest
up there?
Is okay too.
No.
Neither have you. Did.
No.
We're just so fans. You guys are not from Oxnard, but you're fans of the Nards.
We're just fans. Yeah, fans of the music growing up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Up,
so.
But you grew up in Southern California.
Yeah.
I grew up in Northern California.
You did, and yep. You grew up where?
Huntington Beach.
So would you drive to Oxnard and check out the show?
Fuck yeah.
I know all the bands, both those cities. We could talk for days, yeah.
Well, before we talk for days, because I want to make sure that I want to sober Josie up a little bit, and I also want to get people that have not heard Ill Repute a taste. So we're going to, right now, if it's ready, we're going to play the song Clean Cut American Kids. That's go ahead, Stan.
Very good. Thank you for playing that.
I was well, you checked your phone. I was wondering, did you get the call or
actually, I'm in direct contact with my wife. Right. Yeah, we're texting each other. So
it wasn't a text. Yeah, okay. So other than the providing the perfect title for the movie, yikes. Clean Cut American Kids is a great title. Why Ill Repute of all the punk bands in all the world?
You know, honestly, when I wanted to do this, Ill Repute was just a band that I grew up like as a, you know, junior high listening to. I'm sure like you, just young buck. And
well, she was in high school, but that's okay.
Fuck you, Mark.
I was kidding.
First fuck you of the night. We're halfway, so doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Usually it's
doing
in the
awesome.
First 5 minutes.
I was kidding, Josie. She was in college, but go ahead.
Well, you know,
fuck you again.
Let's tell the story. You were junior high. You heard Ill Repute.
Well, you know, I just reached out to Tony Cortez and I said, hey, I got this book idea, and he was totally cool. Everybody in the band was really responsive, and you know, they really made it easy. I don't think we could have done this documentary and book within like 8 months, because mm-hmm. We put this thing out super quick,
right?
Without a band like Ill Repute, just because they're just on it. You know what I mean?
Right.
They were involved. They wanted this to come out, And they worked with us. It was a total collaboration.
Now, was this before?
They've been a hardworking band.
Right.
You know, they did a lot of shows.
Was this before or after they reformed?
This was, after.
Or simultaneously.
Reformed. Yeah, this is after. I mean, I first started talking to Tony about something was 2010, so it wasn't that long ago, you know.
Right.
But you know, these projects take forever, and you gotta find the right people to really make something like this work. And when I hooked up with Jeff and Matt Switzer helped us out. He also helped with filming. Mm-hmm. Within 3 weeks, we all had the same bond. We knew exactly what we needed to do, and we were on site 3 weeks later filming for like 30 hours straight.
Yeah, it was crazy. We were actually up in Oxnard. Filming over a weekend just to get the interviews with these guys, and like all of these old Nardcore dudes like came out of the woodwork.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, let's show up. Let's do interviews. And it ended up being really easy to get everybody to just get it all done at once because everyone would hear about the project and it built up some momentum.
Right. So what did you find out about Repute that you didn't know before?
That they're super like nice, easy to work with guys. I mean, like honestly, I was thinking, okay, we're gonna be doing a project about like this old school punk rock band. They're gonna be assholes, whatever.
And they broke and they're up. Super, they got back together.
Super friendly, easy to work with. I was like, it was just kind of like a shock, like how like awesome of guys they are, and they really are just like super awesome guys.
Yeah, maybe they should change your name. I don't know. El Repute. Yeah, we're the
Did
nice
you,
guys.
Talk to my ex was in this band. Harry,
Harry
Giorgini.
Harry,
he told me to say hi.
Did he tell?
I bet he did. No, did Harry?
We get along good. I mean, I'm friends with his band he's playing with now. It's like,
what band is that?
He plays with Mo Madikin, who played in a bunch of bands up there too. They both came down here. I don't know which band they're doing now. I didn't ask Mo, but
so anyway, about the Oxnard scene.
Well, they're a huge part. He went on to play with the Cramps.
They're both
a huge part of the Oxnard scene. They played both in several
false
bands.
False Confessions, right?
Yeah, also. False Confessions. Okay. Yeah. I mean, so it's. Yeah, I mean, band. They are like
those guys are playing again. Big time, yeah.
Well,
that's what's happening because we had Cymbal Six on here.
Yeah.
A lot of the bands that were on and that were in the early 80s.
And they're playing all the old shit, too.
The early 80s, they broke up. And I don't know why they didn't get back together. I guess some tried in the 90s when punk was coming back. Now it looks like there's a big audience for it again.
Yeah, a resurgence for sure. I mean, Ill Repute, when I found out they were just playing all their old stuff, I was like, you know, I was amazed when I would go out and see them play. People just going ape shit.
So. And it's funny because now it's people bringing their kids.
Oh, yeah.
And so you got, like, grandpas,
got,
people
like,
white hair.
All the way to, like, 12-year-olds.
People beer guts diving in the pit and the whole thing. And, and then you got like, 12-year-old kids.
Yeah, the 12-year-old kids love it, too. It's crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's just, so what, I mean, who actually came from the Oxnard scene that wanted to get, I mean, I'm trying to think of, there probably were some sketchy people back then, and now they're all grown up. I mean, what?
Oh, yeah. Either that or, you know, maybe they passed away or something. But,
right.
Yeah.
Well, you say you got a lot of interviews with a lot of people.
Yeah, right? We've got, like, what, 13?
I don't know the exact count, but, yeah, there was a lot. A
ton of pictures. The book has, like, 100, 150 pictures in it, you know.
Right.
And then it's an actual biography, so a lot of pictures, you know, like you were talking about, you know, more pictures. People want to see pictures. So
they do.
We crammed them in there, so it's like a pain to look at.
Right.
Mine are all half naked, though.
I think there might be some half naked pictures.
So
there's the other thing.
Punk rockers like to get naked.
Do you visit? Do you visit? some of the old groupies came around.
Some of the old school people.
Oh, we're not going to talk about that. Oh, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, like their soccer moms, like, back in the day.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, me and Tony, music?
No, that's exactly what it is. You know, they're all grown up kids, but they're all like so into the scene still. You know, going to all the shows and
So is the scene back? Is Oxnard back? Is that
big
what it
time?
Is?
Yeah, you know. You know, Tony, Ill Repute's playing, Stalag 13's playing, False Confessions.
Stalag 13.
Yeah, you know, Tony Compton and Carl's got a new band called Mothers of Dissension. You know, you've got, you know, what's his name? John's band, Missing 23rd, just played. Those guys were big in the 90s.
Right.
Yeah, so
bunch of cool bands out there.
So that's cool. I mean, are there any new Nardcore bands that we should know about? There's some new ones.
Yeah, you got Bootleg Brigade. They're featured in the
These guys are high school kids. They're pretty cool. They're
cool kids. They're really down with the old school punk.
Oh, that's great.
Racing.
You put the next generation.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And they just play old lineage. Fast, hardcore.
There's so many skaters. I mean, you can't be a boy without having a skateboard.
No, it's still skate punk. That's what it's all about.
And the cool thing about this band is they were one of the earlier, like one of the first skate punk, skate music.
Well, that's the thing about the repeat, and that's why when I was excited to have you guys on, I didn't think Josie would be, you know, would get wet or anything. But I, when I knew that you guys were coming on, I know the name.
Well, because it's my language, you know. these are close friends of mine. They're involved.
I understand, but I mean, I know the name. I've seen the shirt.
Yeah, I knew
people that were into Ill Repute back, you know, in my high school days. But I didn't know anything about it. I never heard the music. The music's great.
Yeah.
I got to check it out. But now you've got this film, and you're selling the book, you're selling the video, but there's no real bookstores or video stores anymore.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not even for sale yet. It's going to be a pre-sale launch on March 1st.
Really?
You know, we did this pretty much out of pocket, and we just need funds, really, to print the product. So if you buy a book off us, and you'll get one, you know what I mean? It's a pre-sale is what we're doing. So... that starts March 1st, and we're going to have skateboard decks for sale, bat skateboards.
That's cool.
Yeah, we're making skateboard decks, and those guys do a bunch of old school punk stuff like Smut Peddlers and Final Conflict, and then t-shirts, limited edition t-shirts, and
I just saw Final Conflict like a week ago, by the way.
Oh yeah, where were they playing?
They played in Long Beach
at
Alex's. Yeah, my friends. From
which Santa's one? There's
Blast.
Two of them.
What's that?
There's two of them. There's UK and US.
Are you thinking of Cloud?
I'm assuming US.
Yeah, I think it was US because they didn't have accents.
Okay.
if they're playing, where were they playing? You said Huntington Beach.
Long Beach. They're playing at Alex's Bar. Yeah.
If they're playing at Alex's Bar in Long Beach, chances are they're from the United States.
Yes, I would assume so.
You'd be surprised. They've had some good bands go through that venue.
The venue's been around for a while now.
I'm like surprised how long. What, like 10 years?
I wouldn't know.
Right.
Alex's Bar.
Here's the thing, is we were talking about this in the lobby, is that Stan works with his wife.
Yeah.
What's good advice?
Just mellow, man. Just got to work through it, and you know, we get along really well.
They ghostwrite
Josie. Ghostwriters. So if anybody needs a book, go to universalwriter.net. We'll write your book, help you
formulate it. They write books for other people. And it's funny because I was trying to get some names out of me. He wouldn't give it to me.
Yeah.
It's like,
we should promote him.
Classified
interview. I think it just did.
Email me, universalwriter@AOL.com, universalwriter.net. Thank you.
So so there you go. Audible.com and Universal Writer. But so you're with, not only do you see your wife every day, and she, you know, now she's glowing, she's in bliss, but you work with her on a day-to-day basis, and no wonder you wanted to go out and hang out with punk rockers and do a documentary. Like, hey, honey, I'm doing a documentary. I'm going to be out of the house for a while.
Yeah, she's on board. I mean, she wrote the book, so hey.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she wrote the book.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
how'd she have time?
I know, yeah. We've got like a
ton of. This is going to be your fourth kid?
Third. Yeah.
Three kids.
Three.
Hey, honey, go write this book. I'm going to hang out with Ill Repute. We're going to do a documentary.
Did you bring the kids with you?
Is she listening right now? Is she going to get some ideas?
She's listening.
Yeah.
No, she's definitely not listening.
Hi, Mrs. Mueller.
Yes, Mrs. Mueller.
Stan's very well behaved.
Yes. Trust me, he is. But Jeff, you're...
good thing we didn't have... Well, I guess it could have been a bad thing. We usually have half-naked chicks in here.
Well, go ahead. Take off your clothes, please. Go right ahead. His wife's going to have a kid. It's probably the most thrilling thing he'll have for a while. Come on.
Boy, if Hell's Bells would have filled in.
If Hell's Bells would have filled in, yeah. Anyway.
His wife would be like, you're not doing any more shows.
I don't know.
Blessing in disguise.
Yeah, so, but Jeff, now you're the filmmaker of the two, really, right?
Yeah, I would say, I guess so.
You're the one, you actually hold the camera and you could light things and things like that, right?
Yeah. I mean, for something like this, the big, most of the lion's share of the work comes with the editing, because right. you have to go through lots and lots of footage and basically tell a story out of all of the interviews.
Sure. And what other projects have you done?
I mean, nothing major. I've worked on like a pilot and okay. I used to do short films and stuff like that.
Right.
But I also come from a music background. I used to have a touring band and everything. So I'm kind of like, the music thing makes sense to me.
Oh, really? Josie may have slept with you. What was the band?
Yeah, I was in a couple of bands. I was in a band called National Product back in the day.
Wait a minute.
That's not Ashley, you know what?
Do you remember?
You look familiar. Wait, take off your shirt.
Oh, my God. National Product. What was the other band?
I was in another band called Sick Shift and then another one called Stench. And Stench was probably the most punk rock out of them.
Wait, so. Stench sounds very familiar, doesn't it, Josie?
It does. It's a good name.
Right.
It's a good name. Mm.
Yeah, I was. There's more I could have said.
I mean, I know Stick Stench.
I'm backing off on this, Josie. There's a lot of things coming to mind. But Jeff, the reason. Let me ask you both of you about
Fuck
the.
Yeah.
I have not seen. I've seen the coming attraction. What we used to call coming attractions. Now it's a trailer, but I've seen it on YouTube. What makes this film different than like a Behind the Music thing that we're used to seeing, a regular rockumentary, if you will?
Well, first off, you're not going to see Behind the Music on a punk rock band like Ill Repute. I mean, this is the only place that you're going to see this band right. doing their thing.
Well, they did Styx and Foreigner, though.
Styx and Foreigner?
Oof. Behind the Music. They're pretty punk.
I mean, that's pretty... I mean, that's right in the same genre of music, but...
Milli Vanilli was pretty fucking punk.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, that was great, but I mean, but that's a fascinating story. What is fascinating about this story? How is this different from your regular rock documentary?
Well, I mean, you know, it is a rock documentary in a way. It just basically tells the story of this band. You get to hear it from all the people that were there in the scene. You got to hear a lot of the interesting stories that happened with the formation of the band, all the crazy hijinks they went through throughout their career, the highs, the lows, their little breakups, their get back togethers, right. feel good story at the end. I mean, you basically get like the entire story. And what's so cool about this project is that you not only get it, you're asking me what makes it unique. The thing that's unique is the fact that you're able to get it in two different mediums. You have the right. documentary, and then you also have the biography book. So and, put together as right. a companion piece, I mean, it's
And after you want to watch the movie,
story.
You want more, and you read the book.
Yeah, well, the book goes behind the scenes even deeper than the documentary, you know. So they really complement each other.
Right.
We were really happy the way it came out. I mean, I couldn't have asked for a better... the results from this thing. I mean, right. this guy kicked ass with his directing and filming, and you know, Matt actually, you know, he was a big help when it came to the filming part of this, and you know, it was just a collaboration that I don't know. I think we just got lucky to find the right people.
And Jeff, who did the editing?
What's that?
Who did the editing?
I did the editing. Yeah.
So Jeff, you were saying that you read it to tell a story, and your wife was writing the book. Are they the same story?
Oh, or no, completely different stories.
Yeah.
No, I mean, two different perspectives on the same story.
It's just basically the book goes into more detail. I mean, we're basically taking the same source material and just kind of like transposing it into two different mediums.
It's the Rashomon of punk rock.
It is, definitely.
It is. It's really cool because like
it's a nice
takes
old school
back.
Film reference.
You like that one? Yeah, that one's for you.
Kurosawa.
Josie Silskon, I don't get that, but she gets it.
No, you know,
it
actually,
just wasn't funny.
Speaking of Stench, no, go ahead.
Oh,
now that was funny. No, go ahead.
Stench. You know, yeah, what was I saying? Okay, I forgot.
Stench,
okay,
no.
I just think the way
story,
it's packaged,
the story.
Let's just talk about Stench. Screw it.
Yeah, the story's about Stench and.
I'm sure when you were looking at that old VHS tapes, the probably Stench was oozing off the screen.
There's some beer
early
on it.
80s.
Steel
you
bill,
could practically
yeah.
smell
early
it.
80s.
Yeah.
And how? I mean, that must have been probably most of the job is transferring that to something that is usable, right?
Yeah.
They have companies that do that.
Yeah, well, we were able to get the stuff digitized, right. fortunately.
So that, like, scratches on it and stuff?
Some of it was pretty rough, but
right.
yeah.
Right.
But I mean, it's punk rock. It's supposed to look that
together,
way. No, I mean we're only using like little clips here and there of things. We're not like playing like entire shows. We can't really fit that in, so it's just little.
Yeah, the way it sequences snippets. Is it actually keeps you intrigued because it's not just it constantly moves. You know, from like there's a lot of pictures, like short clips of video,
right.
different angles, the video interviews. You know, with cool people. So.
So as somebody once again that I don't know ill repute. Now I know ill repute. Don't kill me. I know you guys now. I like
they're gonna hunt you down.
I like the stuff. But how big did they get before they broke up?
You know,
were they on a major label?
No. These guys are independent. This is underground music. They never really hit like mainstream in any way. You know, they
hit San Diego. I know that because I went to high school in San Diego, and
the guys were
into repute down there.
Yeah. They
played a lot of big, let's say big clubs.
Right. Yeah, like the Olympic or the
Olympic Auditorium was huge.
It was an auditorium.
Oh yeah, no.
30.
That's the name, Josie. But I've been to the Olympic Auditorium. It's a big place.
Yeah, 5,000-6,000 people. Right. I mean, that was kind of like their heyday. It was like 85.
Fights.
Well,
yeah.
The punk rock scene sort of. I mean, it really peaked in the early '80s, and then a lot of the bands sort of dropped off.
Yeah.
Transition. Yeah, late '80s.
Late '80s,
it's
still going. It's still going.
A lot of this was late '80s.
Right. It was still going, but then it sort of went away for a little bit, came back in the '90s, and repute did the same thing, right?
Oh yeah, that's all documented in the story. They basically, you know, they were really big in the '80s, and then had some troubles as the punk rock scene kind of died out towards the early '90s. Then they came back, and then
Dr. No stuck around.
Mm-hmm. Dr. No's always
been
around.
They've had different singers.
Stuck around.
My
band played with them in the '90s.
Dr. No always confused me because I know the guy from Bad Brains is called Dr. No.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
They're always like, "Oh, Dr. No," and I'm always confused. I mean, I'm sure the next movie will be about Dr. No, but
Dr. No's
rad. Dr. No from the Bad Boys, was he pissed? Bad Boys, Bad Brains.
Yeah,
Bad Dr. Boys. No, Bad Boys, the Martin Lawrence movie?
No, not Bad Boys. or the Sean Penn movie. No, there's another old school reference for you. No, Dr. No from Bad Brains. Was he pissed that somebody else called himself Dr. No?
You know, I don't know.
It was the band.
Bad Brains.
I know, but
there's also a James Bond movie called Dr. No.
Right, but no, it's the same spelling, Dr.
K-N-O-W.
And it's all, okay, so they all ripped off James Bond.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. He was an evil villain from the first James Bond movie.
That was one of my questions. Now, who's the next band?
We don't know yet. You know, we want to chronicle someone, you know.
It will be exclusively in the Nard?
I think One Direction will be the next one.
Yeah, One Direction or Justin Bieber.
They've had enough movies of them. No, we need more movies about ill repute and Dr. No and Pissants.
I agree with you completely. I mean, I think we're still kind of like in the process of getting this one out and done. But then, you know, that's...
I'm sure you got some bands in mind.
The wheels are turning, trust me.
Right.
We have a short list, sort of.
I don't blame you. It's a lot of work.
It
goes back to my original question. At least with all Nard bands? Or maybe
I couldn't imagine.
You go to the OC scene? Or?
Yeah, we don't know, man. We're open. I'd open for a band from Europe or something. I mean, it doesn't matter. Just punk rock.
Yeah, punk rock is where we
East Coast,
it.
West Coast, you know, as long as they're available, really. You know, because we want to do like 20
of
them.
OC or San
Francisco?
There's
tons of OC bands.
Yeah, I'm
sure it'll happen. Yeah, definitely.
Here's another question, because obviously, I bring the LA Underground to you here on the Dark Mark Show. I am decidedly not punk, as you can see. Although I'm wearing my anarchy tie.
There.
That counts.
Yeah, not really. It basically says, I'm the most rebellious guy in the office. But but I've got three.
Or asshole. That's a big A. Everyone would be like,
See, good one, Josie. Anyway, so
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about anyone that wore it in the office.
Right, that's even better. Anyway, but you guys are legitimate.
Did you wear it to the office?
I did not. You guys, I actually have an anarchy T-shirt I wear to the office.
Wait, isn't this is your office though, right?
Yeah, this is the office. Anyway, so but you get. Let me. I'm going to ask all three of you, and I'm going to start with Jeff.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
And I can look at all three of you and tell you guys are legit. How do you define punk rock?
I think that punk rock is basically like playing music just for the sake of doing what you love and not worrying about like what any kind of like predefined conventions are out there. Any band can be punk rock, what their music sounds like. But I mean, I just think it's all about choosing to go against the grain and doing your own thing without any kind of boundaries.
Stan, you go along with that or you got a different definition?
Yeah, pretty much the same, you know. Just it doesn't matter what it is, how it sounds, you know, as long as you're having fun doing it and, you don't give a shit what other people think to an extent, I guess.
But some band that has long guitar solos and just drones on and doesn't give a shit about what people think, is that punk rock?
I mean, it could be.
It could be, yeah. But, I mean, Blast has a bunch of crazy solos in their songs, and those guys are heavy.
And I think punk rock is how Josie replied when I asked that question.
I think it's an attitude. It's a lifestyle.
Like,
and the music
question,
just goes
along
with the personality. I mean, it's... Like you said, it's going against the grain. I mean, it could be anything.
Right.
It's
hard to define. It's just one of those things, you know, when you see it.
Right. And you can tell.
But
then
I'm
you can
glad
spot
there's
the,
a music for it.
I'm glad there is, too.
Good point. Me, too.
Josie's actually, she sort of drifted away from her punk rock roots, and she's coming back to it now.
Yeah.
Evolution.
You know,
when you went to disco?
We lost her to the fetish scene, and she was going to the goth clubs. That's where we met.
But I've always been like that. I was goth before I was punk.
Right.
But, and as soon as I got into punk rock, it was like...
I've said
this in interviews. It was like a shot to the arm. I was like, hooked. I found my place.
Way to make a Philip Seymour Hoffman reference here in the show. But,
too soon?
And I'll tell you what, speaking of punk rock, and nothing against you because you're cool. Motherfuckers that say too soon piss me the fuck off.
He just pushed this.
Everybody thinks they're in the fucking Friars Club now. I hate that shit. Too soon. Who the fuck are you? What are you, Henny Youngman? Shut up. Not you. You're cool. But anyway, so.
Yeah, thanks for the disclaimer.
Yes. But you'll just.
That was Mark being punk rock.
No. Well, really, that's probably the only time I've ever been punk rock. But anyways.
Appropriate time.
Okay, good. So, but Clean Cut American Kids is the movie. I keep throwing my phone out.
I know, it keeps sliding
off. I'm punk rock and I'm just trying to... But Clean Cut American...
you're not driving.
Right. Clean Cut American Kids. So, I remember you were trying to coordinate this as far as how are you going to be marketing this?
Yeah, you know, just a lot of social media, you know, shows, passing out flyers, putting these up at record shops.
Right.
You know,
they're doing an old school
networking
style.
Media, like you guys helping us.
Right.
Go to our Facebook, right?
Punk Rock Chronicles.
The Punk Rock Chronicles.
Facebook.com/Punk Rock Chronicles. I can read it upside down.
The Punk Rock Chronicles.
I accidentally put a button there. So the Punk Rock Chronicles.
There's another question. Is there another Punk Rock Chronicles?
There will be. Unannounced yet.
No, I mean, is there somebody else doing a punk? I mean, how did you...
There's only the Punk Rock Chronicles.
There had to be a Punk Rock Chronicles. Somebody did that.
It's just us. That's it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It is the Punk Rock Chronicles.
Yeah.
I would have thought that.
Like no other.
Right. I would have thought a lot of people were chronicling punk rock at this point, but not at all.
Well, yeah. The people are chronicling it, but they just don't call it, I guess, our little name here.
Yeah. Punk Rock Chronicles. But anyway.
Maybe they just document it. Maybe they're the punk rock documents. Whatever.
Okay. So,
documents.
All right. So,
that sounds very official.
The punk rock audiobooks.
Right.
Yeah. Audiobook. I want to look into that. That's cool.
Yeah. We've been talking and talking and talking. Tell me the story. What's the story of this movie? Because we've been talking about it. A lot of people know Ill Repute, a lot of people don't. What is the story?
The story is four guys that grew up, like, I mean, these guys knew each other, like, in third grade, fourth grade. I mean, that's how long they've gone back. And they're all grew up on the Navy base. And they're just growing up in the 70s. And they're rockers. And then they've got a taste of punk rock when they're, like, in high school. And it was all history. Then next thing you know, they're starting a band up. And
was it Ramones? Was it the Clash?
Some of them was Ramones or Black Flag.
Right.
They're
the Dickies and like the
Dickies. Yeah,
they were going out to Hollywood a lot, going to shows and
right. And so we'll do it here.
Yeah.
And were they the first? Like, I mean, you know, because you hear about like the Sex Pistols played Manchester and all these bands like followed around. Were they the ones that like started doing shows and everybody followed them around?
You know, actually, Aggression was one of the first bands.
Okay.
Yeah, they actually got more popular. They're around
Loved
earlier.
Aggression.
Yeah, Aggression Rules. Big Bob's still around. I talk to him all the time.
Is he still big?
Yeah, okay. He's a big guy.
Right.
And, Dr. No and Ill Repute started around the same time. It was like 1981. And so
they
kind of jumped on that.
Saw Aggression. And
yeah,
something.
They hooked up with Circle One, you know, going to shows in L.A. Next thing you know, they're...
We got our stuff ripped off when we played with Circle
Oh, really?
One.
Yeah, that sucks.
A pipe broke out and we lost a nail.
Torrent? Was that recently or?
It was about, it was like one of their, they were starting to play again.
2 years ago?
Early 200, I think, like 2002, 2003.
Right.
Yeah,
back in the early
200s. Yeah, in the early
200s.
They had instruments back then?
they were
the lead flutist.
They were banging bones on rocks. And,
oh my God, I'm never coming
you remember,
here after
you remember,
a
you remember the Fred Flintstone when they had the thing?
Yeah, that band was awesome.
But anyway, so Gretchen, so
they were the first.
Yeah, they were the first.
That's Punk Rock Chronicles Volume 2 is Fred Flintstone's band.
Yeah.
I like
Tune
it.
On Aggression. Yeah, that would be really cool.
So, yeah. So Aggression was the band that inspired
all
those guys.
Are you
going to
do multiple bands? Why don't you do...
Each band's going to have their own book. So
really?
It's going to be a whole series.
So Volume 2 will be a completely different band.
Yeah, yeah. you don't want to share a book with somebody.
Yeah. Everyone gets their own book.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So
it's cool both ways.
Funny, so we got caught up the story. So they're kids. They see Aggression.
Yeah.
In Oxnard.
Anything
the scene starts.
They're just, you know, they're in high school. They're like, you know, or just graduating high school, playing in the garage, and there's like a little scene growing. And next scene, you know, people are following them. They're playing, you know, shows out in L.A. They're starting to get a following. They got a song, Clean Cut American Kid, came out on Posh Boy. One of the compilations,
Ronnie on Rock.
Yeah, and then they started getting better gigs, you know, and then they hooked up with Mystic and started putting out albums with Mystic, and people just started hearing about them.
Right.
And then they started going on tour, you know, and in 1983, 84, they went on a national tour, and that's all documented. You know, and they're scrounging back then, you know, there's no cell phones or internet, you know, everyone had these calling cards.
I can't even imagine. With the pay phones.
Yeah.
And
no GPS, what?
Yeah, just totally lost, you know.
I remember that with the Thomas guy.
Cars breaking down.
I used to have a Thomas guy also.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they had the GPS things, and then the phones like made those obsolete. I remember my friend got one like 5 years ago.
Yeah, it's like, what do you do with this?
It's like, okay, it's on my phone now.
Yeah, I know.
So how far back, I mean, do you have footage of them as kids?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have not video footage, pictures, though, you know what I mean, of kids. So.
Right.
Yeah, it goes back from their childbirth. I mean, the story does.
Right.
That's where we take it. The documentary doesn't, though, but the book goes back.
And it's about time, because you know what? Ill Repute, even though they're probably more famous than they are rich, I would imagine.
Well, they have regular jobs. You know, they do this. It's fun for them. They don't do it for a living.
But they used to.
Nah, I wouldn't say so. I mean, you know, yeah, no, they're squabbling.
They went on a national tour. I mean, they're scrounging, but...
Yeah, still, they're scrounging.
Grounds
they're not
making...
They're losing money, you know what I mean? Yeah. They're doing it for the love of the music.
Right. And that's what it's all about. And it's funny, because a lot of my friends,
Punk
like...
Rock.
Well, I've heard of them, so they must be millionaires, and they had a song playing on the radio, so they must be... But no, it's not like that.
No.
It is definitely not like that.
Yeah. No, they're just regular guys with families, and it's rad because they still play shows. I mean, we just saw them play 3 weeks ago out at some warehouse in Orange County.
Yeah,
and then awesome. Yeah, they're playing a lot. You know, not a lot, but they're around and they're really cool to talk to. So,
but they have cell phones now, I'd imagine.
Yeah, they have one of them has a cell phone. I think
one of them has a cell phone. Okay, so good, and it's got GPS on it, so they can get around.
Yeah.
Anyway, so where does the time go, Jeff Stan?
Oh, jeez.
Now I got.
Shit.
This is the time for. I know. And this is the time for the shameless plug. So pull that poster up, and tell everybody where they can find us here.
Punk Rock Chronicles, Clean Cut American Kids, Story of Ill Repute. Check us out on facebook.com/thepunkrockchronicles or our website that is about to go up next month, punkrockchronicles.com. In the making, almost done.
Right.
Disclosure.
There's a website there that just you click in and it goes to our Facebook, but we're actually doing a really cool web design right now where we're going to be streaming live video shows and
we've been going out to shows and filming them, so we're going to have like a bunch of live shows up and just
that's a great bunch
of cool content, like interviews, photos of other bands, a lot of cool stuff. Yeah.
And please to put this up if you want to. You're
absolutely.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, if we can, that would be awesome.
So it contains my only punk rock moment ever, so all you gotta say is too soon, and I just snap. But anyway, Jeff, what do you have? Any other projects coming up?
Not really at this point, no.
If anybody wants to get a hold of you for any talents that you have, where do they get a hold of you?
Well, you can basically get a hold of me through our Facebook page, just facebook.com/thepunkrockchronicles.
Okay, you don't want to get stalked. I understand.
Stalk me though, Universal Writer. If you guys want to write a book, we're more than happy to help.
No, seriously, if you want somebody to ghostwrite something, he and his wife will do that. And Josie?
Just Google me, Josie, J-O-S-I, Cat, K-A-T, and you'll find my pages.
And you know what time what it's time for?
What?
It's time for the Spank Train.
Spank Train.
Now, we've got a weird situation because we got two guys. So I was thinking maybe you would spank both these guys.
Okay.
You guys want to bend over the table and have Josie spank you?
Oh, I thought we were spanking you, but I mean, that's even better.
There's always switch. Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead. Seriously, you guys come up.
Go ahead, Josie.
Here
spank.
We go. Okay.
With the
this
bend
is
over.
Why it's awkward.
Yeah, go take the headphones off.
I don't need them anymore.
You don't need them. Wonderfully, have a wonderfully creepy week, everybody.